You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Elio Motors CEO Paul Elio says his company won't hit its July job creation deadline, but emphasized that his company will build three-wheeled vehicles in the former GM plant in Shreveport in the near future. Elio joined Caddo Commissioner Lewis Johnson, who arranged a Thursday afternoon press conference, so Elio could offer some public explanation as to why the company hasn't kept its schedule to begin producing vehicles at the former General Motors plant in West Shreveport.
I feel very confident with what I know today and where we're at today that we are going to get this over the hump. You know, it's been a long road. I was asked to present to a subcommittee of the Securities and Exchange Commission about 6 or 9 months ago. And at the time, we were the only successful Reg A Plus offering, and it was on Reg A Plus. And a big part of that discussion is our capital markets are broken for capital-intensive startups like Elio Motors. It's not Elio Motors. Our capital markets are broken for startups like this.
The company faces a deadline this summer to create 1,500 jobs or face a possible financial per-job penalty from Racer Trust, which was appointed to take over the former GM property in 2011 by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. Racer Trust has the option to extend the deadline. The Caddo Commission's Industrial Development Board paid $7.5 million in tax dollars to purchase the empty GM plant to attract a tenant like Elio Motors. Elio Motors is an automobile company founded by Paul Elio in 2009 and hopes to mass-produce a three-wheeled, single-passenger, gas-powered vehicle that is designed to get up to 84 miles per gallon and sell for less than $10,000. To date, only prototype show models have been produced. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.